SBS Radio.
As India's COVID-19 death toll continues to climb, news that the first Australian could be among them. Sydney woman Sonali Rulhan confirmed via a Facebook post that her 59-year-old father died in a private hospital in India 3 days ago.
"It is with a very, very heavy heart and pain I need to inform you that my father has left us."
Ms. Rulhan writes that her mother, who also contracted COVID-19, remains in India, unable to get home.
"Now, all I have left is my mother, who has been abandoned by her own government of Australia. We all want to cry our hearts out, but we're saving them for when we're all together again."
The government hasn't confirmed if the man died from COVID-19, but Ms. Rulhan has told SBS News that he had contracted the virus. The 59-year-old's friend, Kamal Singh, says the family had paid up to $7,000 for oxygen and medical treatment.
"I'm feeling very sad and I'm feeling devastating to hear my friend is passed away 3 days ago, and it is very heartbreaking. He was very healthy and well, and they could have afforded to get a private jet and come back to Australia. The money was not the problem for these guys."
The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, says the family is being provided consular assistance.
"Let me extend my sympathy and that of the government to the family of this person and to so many families that we know are dealing with what is an extraordinary challenge, with infection rates surging over 400,000 infections a day at the moment in India. There are very many families dealing with this challenge."
News of the death comes just after the government announced repatriation flights from India will resume after May 15th. But with a week to go, critics of the government's controversial Indian travel ban believe its removal may come too late for some. 9,000 Australian citizens and permanent residents, including 173 unaccompanied minors, are trying to get home. Amar Singh from Turbans for Australia says the government needs to act with urgency.
"It is a matter of life and death, simple as that. And we ask the government for compassion and empathy. Please bring these Australians back. They deserve to be here in their own home with their loved ones. They deserve that."
Ms. Payne says the government's working on bringing vulnerable Australian residents back home.
"What we will do is work closely with our team in New Delhi and in our posts in Chennai and Kolkata and Mumbai, focusing on bringing those Australian citizens and residents and families who've been registered with our consular processes within India, and most definitely targeting it at those who have registered as vulnerable."
But the opposition spokeswoman for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, has criticised the government for not having effective quarantine arrangements for returning travellers.
"The consequence of refusing to step up and do the job the Prime Minister should do, which is ensure that there is safe national quarantine, it's a federal responsibility, was always going to be that Australians would be placed in increasingly risky situations. This was always foreseeable and it is tragic."
Meanwhile, New Zealand is set to resume its travel bubble with New South Wales after the state recorded its second day in a row of zero new cases of community transmission. But health authorities are yet to identify the missing link between Wednesday's case of a Sydney man aged in his 50s and hotel quarantine. And as 6 returned travellers have tested positive to COVID in the past 3 weeks, despite being fully vaccinated overseas, authorities are on alert. ANU Infectious Diseases Specialist Dr. Sanjaya Sanayaka says there's always a risk of infection with COVID-19.
"The mRNA vaccines are about 80% effective in preventing all types of infection, including asymptomatic infection, which is really great, but it's not 100%. So there will always be breakthrough cases despite people being vaccinated."
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. This is Claire Slattery, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.